check. Street Athens Live. Street Athens Live with DJ Will Money every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern. Get the newest and hottest jams. Street Athens Live airs every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern right here.
Believe it. Believe it.
On K100 Radio. Get live with DJ Will Money. You heard?
Hey yo, what's up, y'all? Y'all know the voice. Y'all know the hit. Y'all ready? It's me, your boy Diddy.
What up? It's your boy Jay-Z.
It's your boy Chris Brown.
The hottest mix show in the city.
Right here on K100 Radio.
Real rap promo.
Artist, are you struggling with getting people to listen to your music?
Do you need a bigger fan base?
Real Rap Promo is here to help you. Log on to www.realrappromo.com today to see how they can help you with all your promo and marketing needs.
Real Rap Promo.
P.S. Use the promotional code RADIO at checkout to get 20% off on all services.
You nominated us, and you voted.
And thanks to you, our loyal listeners,
we are the Southern Entertainment Awards Radio Station of the Year 2016.
Yeah, you know what it is.
K100 Radio.
Oh, yeah. Let's get it, baby. What's going on? Welcome, everybody, to K100 Radio, another one of our Direct Line interview series right now, man. This is a special one. We got what we got loaded up for you today, because this is one of our very first sponsored Direct Line interviews that we're going to be dealing with in our partnership with Savage Fan Pro and the Bar Exam. And this is a long-running friendship that I've established with the homie over there, Mike Sick, that runs Savage Fam. He's also the host of the Bar Exam. I'm really excited to be working with the homie because he's good people. He's actually a really talented MC, and he's managed to build a really great platform, man. And that's what we do over here at K100 Radio. I wanted to build a platform that helps artists, that educates artists. I feel like this guy's a kindred soul, too, when it comes to that, man. So before we actually jump into the Direct Line interview with the winner of the last Bar Exam, Aris, and I'm going to give him this whole fancy introduction in a second. I just wanted to pause for a second and let everybody checking us out. Shout out to everybody checking us out on Facebook Live. Everybody listening to us live on the broadcast. Welcome to K100 Radio. I really appreciate it. But I want to bring the homie Mike Sick on the phone line real quick. Mike, what's up, homie? What's good, fam?
What's good? What's good, Blizzard? Thanks for having me, man. Good to be here.
Absolutely, man. Well, you know, first of all, man, I just wanted to say that the Bar Exam, to me, is by far one of the dopest live performance opportunities for artists in the city of Atlanta. I'm saying that on Facebook Live. I'm saying that live on the air. This is going to be recorded. You can book and stamp that. You feel me? I feel like the Bar Exam is really dope. You built a really great platform at a legendary establishment at that. You know what I'm saying? And it's just really great. I love the format. I love the pass the bar, pass the mic format. It feels so much like Illa Kill. That's why I fell in love with it when I came over there and checked it out for the first time. And I was like, yo, this is dope. And then when I realized that you yourself is also a talented MC, I mean, really can spit bars for real, and you still trying to provide a platform to showcase other people, I was all in with the movement.
No doubt, man. You know, it's very blessed right now, you know, to be working with a great venue, and I wouldn't get this far if I didn't have the help of a lot of my friends and good supporters. So it's definitely a good situation right now, and I'm very grateful to be even to even be doing this, man. So thank you for supporting, for real.
Absolutely, man. You feel me? So I just want to say this is something new that we're doing with K100 Radio, working directly with you guys. And from now on, you're going to be rocking with the winner of the Bar Exam. We're going to be doing a Direct Line interview with him over here. Now today, this time, I got two people that I'm going to be interviewing for a couple of specific reasons, you know what I'm saying? But we're definitely going to be interviewing the winner from now on of the Bar Exam. The Bar Exam goes down at Apache Cafe once a month. You guys make sure you get all the information. SavageFamPro.com. Make sure you follow Mike X Sick on Instagram and Twitter and the Bar Exam Open Mic. But right now, man, what do you feel about the event so far? It's grown so much and it's been going on for a while. Where are you at with the Bar Exam right now? What do you feel about it?
I mean, I love it. I mean, you know, every month we do it in Atlanta, it brings out some of the best MCs, singers, poets. There's a good variety of talent that hits the stage. You know, while we do have a few past the mics, that's just a given, it doesn't bring out the worst, I should say.
Right.
You know, I look at it like when people with artists, when they see pass the bar, pass the mic as part of the rule set, it kind of deters anybody that is either just totally feeling themselves and they don't want to be judged, or it kind of just, you know, it's like a transparent check where it's like, okay, well, maybe I need to make sure I'm solid before I jump into this. And even if they don't necessarily think they're solid, some people look at it as an opportunity to get critiqued, you know, right, for their music, whether they're a novice or somebody that's even more established. They might just want to come and do a new record that they just did and get the feedback from not only the audience, but also, you know, our industry panel of judges. So, you know, I'm very grateful for that. So if anybody is turned off by the pass the bar, pass the mic, I'm totally fine with that. You know, it's not for everybody. But when it, you know, everybody who does sign up, there's not a problem with anybody signing up. It's always packed. It's always full. And everybody's grateful to be there. And that's what I like about it and I love about it. Nobody's taking it for granted necessarily. Everybody checks their ego at the door. And when we all powwow and circle up, huddle up before the show starts, you know, everybody just leaves it. You know, they just, you know, they know what they're getting into and they respect it and appreciate it. And they're grateful. And that's why I love doing it. I love to continue doing it. Because it's not stressful in that regard. You know, it's not like anybody in there trying to come flex or be disrespectful. You know, so it's a lot of love, man.
Exactly. Well, I got to tell you, man, it's one of my favorite events to attend by far in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, man, one thing I can say about it, it's always full of people who came to see the show. You're not always performing for just other artists. It's always people that came to watch the show. All right, man. So,
yeah.
Salute, man. I just wanted you to check in real quick. We're going to jump into this interview right now with the winner of the last bar exam, the homie Aris. Stand by, Mike Sick. Congratulations one more time, man, on a dope event. We're going to continue to rock with you over here at K100 Radio, man. Give out all the information real quick so they can find out about the bar exam before we go.
Mercy. SavageFam.com is the website for all our events, specifically with the bar exam. You can get dates and information at thebarexamopenmic.com for Atlanta specifically. We have all the dates up through September, I believe. Be on the lookout for announcements for the bar exam in other cities and states. And just follow Bar Exam Open Mic on Twitter for those announcements and also The Bar Exam on Instagram.
All right, man. Shout out to Mike Sick, man. All right, we get ready to go ahead and jump into this joint real quick. Stand by, homie, all right?
Yes, sir.
Let's go. All right. Now let's get into the nitty-gritty. Yeah. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Welcome, everybody, for tuning in to broadcast at K100 Radio. www.k100radio.com. That's where you can listen to us. That's where you can also download our mobile apps. We got apps for the iPhone. We got apps for Android. We're on iTunes Radio, Apple TV. You can listen to us on PlayStation and Xbox, all kind of shit. Go do it. Do it now. Find it. Go to k100radio.com. Now, let's go ahead. We've got the winner of this month's bar exam. Well, technically last month. Okay, so last month's bar exam. This past bar exam. It's a very stiff competition. The competition was stiff, but only one can win, right? Only one person can win. And right now, we got the winner of the bar exam on the line with us, the homie Aris. What's going on, homie? Welcome to K100 Radio. What's popping, man?
What's up, man? I really appreciate y'all having me. I'm grateful to be able to be on the radio and talk to the people.
Absolutely, man. Well, again, 347-934-0966. You guys hit the phone lines up and give him a shout-out, man, because I'm going to tell you, it is not easy to win the bar exam. The bar exam is always full of really dope MCs. Everybody may not pass the bar or whatever, but if you can make it out of all of those rounds and actually be the person to win, you had to have some bars. You had to really be able to be dope. It's judged. It's live. It's not one of these places where, you know, you pay somebody and you get on and it's just all about the artist or your relationship with the promoter. You got to come up that motherfucker and show and prove. And the homie came through. It was super close at the end. You know what I'm saying? Super close at the end, but he came through and he prevailed. So go ahead and introduce yourself to my broadcast, man. Tell them where you from and what's going on with Aris real quick. Go ahead. You got the floor.
All right, cool. I appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. What's up, everybody? I'm Aris. I'm the winner of the May 27th bar exam. And right now I'm just working, really, man. I'm from Illinois. I've been down here in Atlanta for about 13 years right now, so everybody says that I'm from Atlanta. And I got a mixtape out called I'm Sorry, I Should Have Been Put This Out. If you go to the SoundCloud, it's Sean Dre, S-H-A-U-N-D-R-E. You can check out all the tracks on it, and you can check out, like, all my latest music I put out. All my Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all of that is Aris Hersey, A-R-I-S-H-U-R-S-E-Y. And I just really appreciate the love, man. I appreciate y'all having me at K100, man, and I'm looking forward to doing more with y'all.
Absolutely, man. Well, we're definitely going to be checking out the music. We're getting ready to play one of your songs. Okay, we got that loaded up, and we're going to rock that. And so people can hear it for the first time if they've never heard it before right here on K100 Radio. We're going to world premiere it on our broadcast, at least. And to our listeners, which is people, a lot of people tuning in right now, a lot of people checking in on Facebook Live. Shout out to everybody. I see one of the organizers of the SA Awards, Janero Hawkins, has checked in. You feel me? Shout out to the homie Joe Dirt. You know what I mean? A lot of people checking in on Facebook Live right now. So peace out to the people that's rocking with us right now online and on Facebook Live. Now, I also read in your bio that you went to Georgia State University. You kind of, sort of, not an AT alien per se, but you like me. You like somebody. If you've been here for a decade, you could pretty much rep the A right now. I feel like if you've been in Atlanta for at least 10 years, you can rep it a little something. You know what I'm saying? You can't be, around screaming Bankhead and Westside and shit like that. Babe. You know what I'm saying?
Oh no, not at all. I love my people from there, but not at all.
Right. So, but I see that you went to Georgia State. You know what I'm saying? Economics. You know what I'm saying? So that means once everything works out for you, I don't anticipate you fucking up your money on chains and cars and shit, basically.
Oh, no, not at all, man. I'm trying to do something invested and get mama a house. You can start working.
Right. You just want to make mama proud. That's it. You know what I'm saying? That's it. So how did you hear about the bar exam? How did you come across the bar exam, that opportunity? And what was it like? What was the experience like for you getting up there rocking the stage? You know what I'm saying? How did you feel about the venue, Apache Cafe? How was that for you?
I seen the bar exam, I want to say about a year and a half ago, man. And what was crazy was I've been rapping for a minute now. And I actually, like Mike Sick had mentioned, I kind of was one of those individuals that kind of was just like, you know, I really I don't think I need to go to this because it was like a reality check for me. And it was just like the bar exam, like I'm an artist. I'm going up here to, you know, I'm going to showcase, perform my song and get off. And, you know, as an artist, one of those, you know, it's like, are you an artist? Are you both a hip hop artist and are you just a recording artist? So it was just kind of like, you know, it was a check, a reality check. So I finally, I guess, mustered up the courage to just say, you know what, I'm really going to get out here and do it a year later. And it's crazy that it took that long. But getting on stage and just, you know, feeling the people and understanding that they're going to have an honest opinion and their feedback is going to be very vital to my career was real, you know. And it's actually one of the, if not the best, performances that I've ever had in one of the best venues in Atlanta to be at. And then Mike Sick is an exceptional host, man. So, you know, it's always great when you have a lot of talented people and you can get feedback and just grow in the areas that you need to grow in, man. So the Apache experience, period, even if you're someone that just wants to go out and have a great time, let alone an artist, is an amazing experience because you're going to get great feedback. You're going to be able to learn where you can grow at. And also, you're going to be able to just have a good time and vibe with people that like you and accept you for who you are. So
exactly.
It was amazing.
Good. I like the answer. And I want to point out the one thing that you said. And it's also something that we deal with over here at K100 Radio when we do Illa Kill. It's a lot of artists who don't like to be critiqued. They think they're above it already because they may have a couple of mixtapes out. They may have a song or two on the radio or whatever. Whatever their grind is. They feel like they're beyond critique. But the point is, nobody is beyond critique. You know what I'm saying? There are music reviews that are written about Jay-Z. There are music reviews written when Kanye drops The Life of Pablo. It may not be us. It may be Complex. It may be Fader. It may be bigger entities. It may be XXL, what the hell ever. No one is above reproach. No one is above critique. And the fact that you said it took you a whole year to go rock with it, and then it ended up being one of your best experiences, I understand that we get that a lot because it takes people – people are hesitant to rock with K100 Radio because of our music review process, and at the same time, they don't understand how much it can benefit and help them. Sometimes it can save you money. You know what I'm saying? Being critiqued, you can go up there thinking you're already shit, your shit's ready to go, and people can tell you the truth. You know what I'm saying? Something that your homeboys won't tell you because they just want to ride and smoke and just kick it all day. And I think that's the way that's set up is dope, and I like the fact that you pointed out, you know, that it really did take you a long time, and you really was honest about the fact that, hey, you know, I felt like I ain't have to do that. You know, you said, well, am I a recording artist? Am I a hip-hop artist? And there's a difference. You know what I'm saying? Some people are really great in the booth. Some people are really great at making the songs And then you got people who can control the stage. You know what I'm saying? But that takes time. That takes practice. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You can tell at the bar exam when you go, the guys who just, the only time they really fucking with their songs is when they riding around smoking. They ain't never got in front of a mirror or went and rented a rehearsal hall and actually tried to fucking work on their show. It shows when you get
to
the bar. You know what I'm saying? So did you do that? Did you do that in preparation for this? Did you go out? Did you rent some time somewhere and kind of go over your steps, your moves, your breathing? Because all that kind of shit matters. That's what can make, that's the whole point of the bar exam. Whereas with K100 Radio and Illa Kill, it's all about what we're hearing. With the bar exam, it's about what we're hearing and what we're seeing. And you got to be on point to get critiqued. And that's why I love it so much. You know what I'm saying? What did you, how did you prepare for it? Prepare for the performance?
You know, it's actually, man, it's a constant grind, man. And it's really, really humbling, like, to understand that, okay, yeah, you may be talented, but there are millions of people that are talented. And what's going to separate you from all of those people are it's hard work and understanding that, you know, you have to go that extra mile. When you say I'm stopping, when you think you're gonna stop, you gotta keep going. So in preparation, man, I'm continuously preparing. Like, you know, I kind of knew how Apache was set up, but I knew, you know, I knew how a venue was. So I kind of knew, you know, my spots and my places to kind of like reach out, crowd, and say certain things. Or, you know, I know in my music where I can take a breath and then I can say, if y'all know it, sing it with me. So just, you know, continuously just going over and being repetitive in the craft of doing the same songs over and over and over again, and understanding your audience and understanding where they're standing at, and just knowing, standing and sitting at, and just knowing that, you know, that all is a part of your show and capturing them, because that's what you want to do. So I guess a long-winded answer to just say, yeah, man, I'm continuously preparing, and it's a humbling experience, and I think that we all have to go through that grind of knowing your songs and knowing who you're in front of, and then just giving it to them and not being worried about what people are going to say, because they're always going to critique you. So yeah, definitely.
Yeah. That's good answer again. And that's really what I want to make sure that I try to convey and get across to anybody who's listening to this particular interview, and really all of the interviews when it comes down to the bar exam. You feel me? Because it's so much about crowd control. It's so much. You can have. I've seen artists. Let's be clear. I've seen artists come through the bar exam with really, really, really dope ass music. Like the song itself would definitely go on K100 Radio, but they get up there and they bond performance. You know what I'm saying? Depending on who's judging the event. Like, off top, you get strikes if you come on there and you got lyrics on top of the beat. Like, a lot of people don't like that. People that go to the bar exam and the people that's at the Apache Cafe and that particular crowd, they hate that. Now, I got to ask you this, and I have to say this because I know a lot of people are listening right now on K1's Radio. I know Mike Sick is still on the phone lines. I want to be perfectly clear about one thing when it comes down to performing your music and not having your vocals on it. You can get away with that, and that's how you should rock your shows, yes, but honestly, there's a difference between Apache Cafe and some sports bar. You feel me? There's a live sound engineer at Apache Cafe that can adjust the mic and adjust the sound. Artists don't always have that when they're performing at some of these smaller places who call themselves venues, but they're not really venues. They're really just bars or something like that. And so, you know, the sound system sucks, and you risk sounding horrible because the mic sucks and no one can hear anything. So I get that. But when you have venues that are set up for live performance like Apache Cafe, you want to make sure that you come in correct, and you don't necessarily want to have your vocals on top of it. Now, as an artist, I want to ask you this. Do you feel comfortable when you're going out and performing without having your vocals on the track, or do you feel like it's risky? Do you feel like you want to have your background vocals on there a little bit? Because I noticed that the bar exam, a lot of people be like, it's automatically frowned upon when you get on stage and then you got vocals on top of it and you rapping over your vocals. That actually can hurt you at an event like the bar exam. But how do you feel about that as an artist performing a lot?
I'm going to keep it all the way 100, man. You know, that was actually my critique. My critique was, you know, we love the way you sound, and we can definitely hear you because you're articulate, but whomever is doing your show, song or whatever, whoever's mixing and mastering your show tape, tell them to either bring the vocals down in the background a little, or cut them out completely, because you can do it without them completely. Now, I was really unaware of how it was going to sound with the vocals in the background, but as I was performing, I was like, this is killing me because you can hear it some, and then but you can hear me because I kind of have some practice in the area of performance, so I kind of know certain things that I can do in order to amplify me and my voice so you can hear me over that. But
right.
I guess that was the prelude to the actual question. So, no, I actually think when you're doing music, period, and you're doing it in this day and age, in this industry, that you need to not have the vocals on it because it's the risk, period, getting up there on stage. And you don't want to have anything holding you back or anything that somebody can necessarily say it's bad. You know, cause that was the only critique that I got, and I definitely understand and I get it. So as an artist, I really feel like you need to come up there and you need to know exactly, you know, you need to know your lyrics first and foremost.
Uh-huh.
And you need to really know how you want to get everything out, and you need to pick and choose, you know, your spots when you want to talk to the crowd in the song. So I think that, you know, if you ain't willing to take the risk, then you ain't willing to be in this industry. You know,
yeah.
So that's the way I look at it.
Another good answer. Now, because I know people are going to hear this and they're going to be like, man, I tell you what, to me, when an artist never performs over their vocals, you know what I'm saying? It does give me a sense of they're really confident in their flow. They're really confident, you know what I'm saying, that they can rock the crowd and actually MC. But again, like you said at the beginning of this, you have MCs and then you have recording artists. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes you have people that can really mesh them both. But on an independent level, it's really rare because here's the thing. Like, once you go in the studio and you pay to get that song done and it's done and you get it done right, it's done. But practicing your performance, you have to keep doing that and keep doing that and keep doing that and keep doing that. Even after the song is done, and nobody wants to work. Nobody wants to really practice like that. You know what I'm saying? People, they don't have time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But you can tell the ones who, and sometimes it comes naturally. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it comes just like you got people who can write lyrics naturally, and they're really great at that. Rocking the crowd and MCing, it actually is better for some people. It comes naturally, and then some people actually have to work and understand when to bring in crowd participation and when not to and whatnot and what have you. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We're getting ready to jump into the song real quick. I'm going to play the song, so we want to make sure that we get the airtime for the music in, so I want to make sure that we don't run it too close before the next interview that we got coming up. So tell me about this song,
okay, cool.
Song right now. Name of this joint is called Okay. Tell me about this one. Who produced it and what's going on with this track before we play it?
This is a record called Okay. The track is just basically me speaking on how people always say they're going to do something or they, you know, they say that they down for you, and, you know, our response is usually like, okay. Like, yeah, whatever. Like, you know, you say you rocking, but you not really rocking how you say you rocking. And the joint was produced by Midas. He's actually a pretty big producer. He did a few things with the OMG girl and a few other people. So check out the track, man. I hope you guys love it, and I hope that the people call in and request it.
All right, let's get it, man. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. You're live right now, direct line interview with the winner of last month's bar exam, hosted by Mike Sick, held by Savage Fan Pro at the Patrick Cafe. This is the joint right here. Name of the joint is called OK. First time on K100 Radio. You guys let me know what you think. If you're on Facebook Live, if you're on the internet, whatever, hit us up. Call in 347-934-0966. Let's get into it. You're not rocking with the best. This is K100 Radio.
You are tuned into K100 Radio, hip hop and R&B.
Always say they bout it. Okay. Hoes always say they bout it. Okay. Niggas always say they bout it. Okay. Hoes always say they bout it. Okay. Do you think they really bout it? No way. I just look at them and be like, okay.
Money ain't calling,
probably won't answer the phone. I'm sick and tired of what cliche niggas do. So if you ain't talking to real shit, I ain't talking to you. Everybody got problems, man, don't make an excuse. Only two options you get is you win or you lose. And when they start to lose, they change all of a sudden. Be acting like they love you when they see you out in public.
No way. Niggas always say they bout it, okay. Hoes always say they bout it, okay. Niggas always say they bout it, okay. Hoes always say they bout it, okay. Do you think they really bout it? No way. I just look at them and be like, okay. Do you think they really bout it? No way. I just look at them and be like, okay.
I got it. Say they ready to settle down.
Why now?
I told him, don't even come around. No. Don't call my friends, don't call my phone, don't call my mama. Go and save me from these thoughts. I ain't with the drama. All they looking for is to come up and I ain't gonna be it. All they wanna be is a millionaire, I ain't reach. All they want me to do is come back and I ain't retreat.
No.
You said you was about us when you was really elite. That's why I can't trust them when they ask me to trust them. That's why I can't love them when they ask me to love them. Cause they mouth and say they got it, but they actions make me got it. Actions are louder than words and they actions been speaking louder. So baby girl, I can't cuff it, but when you see me out in public, keep acting like you love me.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. 347-934-0966. That's another dollar to the show. 347-934-0966. That's another dollar to the show, man. And that was okay by the homie Harris, man. Nice joint. You feel me? He got out there and rocked that joint at the bar exam. You dig? We fucks with it, homie. I think I'm going to rock with that and throw that in rotation over here at K100 Radio. Dope.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely, man. You feel me? Well, you know, we getting ready to go up and come up on the next interview real quick. Oh, let me check and see who this is on the phone line. I think it's the homie right here coming up. 404-379. What up, though? Who this?
Hello?
What's going on, homie? What's happening? Who this?
Oh, God is good to the players. It's the ambassador of everything. Awesome. It's Four Eyes.
Oh, Four Eyes. What's going on, homie? Stand by. He's coming up next. And these two guys right here, these were the two guys at the bar exam, Four Eyes and Eris. These two guys were the last two contestants up. The crowd. It was a crowd participation vote at the end. That's how you win the bar exam. It's like levels you have to get past each round. Each round is individually judged by the judges of the night, and then it goes all the way down, and at the end, there's a crowd participation vote. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's where I think maybe some people look and say, well, you know, how many people you came with you can actually affect, how many people you, in the crowd that you brought with you maybe may affect the vote or whatever. But that's also a part of live performances, you know what I'm saying, especially when you're independent artists, you know what I'm saying, you know, having people come out and support you and stuff like that. Stand by, Four Eyes. We're getting ready to bring you on in 1 second, homie. All right? So, Eris, before we get ready to go, though, real quick, one more time, tell them where they can find all your music if you have a website and all your social media information, bro.
Okay, cool. You can find me on every social network platform that you can possibly have at Eris Hersey, A-R-I-S-H-U-R-S-E-Y. And I'm also, June 16th, I'll be in Queens off of Elmhurst performing for Power 105. So I need everybody, if you can, to come check me out, show some love, and I'll be out performing and talking to the people in New York. Also, June 24th, I'll be back at Apache at the next bar exam for my feature set with Mike Sick and my crew.
Absolutely. That's also a dope thing over there at the bar exam. When you win, if you win, they bring you back, highlight you. You get a whole set, not like one song. You get to do a real set. They highlight you and they blast you out like that, which is dope. So, you know, a couple of opportunities comes out of the bar exam now. Of course, the direct line interview now with K100 Radio. So a lot of things you guys need to be rocking with, a lot of reasons you need to rock with it. There was a couple of people that hit me up on the Facebook just to let you know, Eris. A couple of people chiming in saying they like the record, they're rocking with it. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Jasmine. Shout out to Vina. You know what I'm saying? People that was listening on Facebook Live, they was like, they gave you the thumbs up with the song. They rocking with it, homie. So, again, dope joint. And we're gonna add that to the rotation over here, too. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate all the love, everybody. Appreciate K100 Radio.
Absolutely, man. And that's not automatic either. Like, just because, you know what I'm saying, I'd already heard the song, but, you know what I mean? It could have been something that maybe I didn't really particularly like. But, no, we added it to the rotation, mm-hmm. not because... you won the bar exam, but because I'm actually listening to it and I'm actually vibing to it
and I like it. You know what I'm saying? So
you can check. Appreciate it.
You know what I'm saying? I hope that song is encoded with BDS. If not, you need to do
that. Definitely already. Yeah.
All right, good. So, because, you know, we registered over here, so that's going to count. That's going to show up for you. All right, you feel me?
Okay, cool.
Absolutely, man. Again, great talking to you, man. Congratulations to you for rocking the stage at the bar exam and doing your thing. Big ups to you, man. We're going to rock with that song. Okay. You dig? Salute.
Appreciate it.
For sure. All right. Again, www.k100radio.com. I'm your host, Blizz, and thanks, everybody, for rocking with K100 Radio. We really appreciate it. Hit the phone lines, 347-934-0966. Again, 347-934-0966. Next up, pause. Don't go nowhere. We got the homie Four Eyes on deck. And this guy is an industry veteran, man, MC, man. You just don't even know. I had a lot of – I made a post. You know what? I'll tell you about all that in a second. Pause. Let me pay a bill real quick. We're going to a commercial. We're coming right back. But don't go nowhere. The Four Eyes is going to be on deck. You did? This is K100 Radio. Yeah.
MidwestMixtapes.com, the number one website for Midwest rap. MidwestMixtapes.com. They promote and market albums, mixtapes, singles, and videos. MidwestMixtapes.com. They can get you on DJ conference calls, blogs, and email blasts. MidwestMixtapes.com. They work with several magazines, college radio campaigns, and street teams in multiple cities. Blessings, this is the Blend King DJ IM. We turned up every single Thursday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you listen to us on the web. We are worldwide.
Get it back right. Whoa. Back here.
We blazing nonstop hip hop and R&B.
What's up?
K100 Radio.
24/7.
All right, let's get it. Again, www.k100radio.com. Again, I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks, everybody, for rocking with K100 Radio. Pause. Just stop right. Let me start the music. This guy I'm about to bring on real quick, man. If you've been in Atlanta area and just living here, and if you've been in the music industry for a long time, and at least well over a decade, since maybe around the turn of the century, I'm pretty sure you've heard of this next guy that we got coming up. I want to bring Four Eyes on the line right quick. Welcome to K100 Radio for the first time, homie. What's good, fam?
Che pasa, mi amigo. What's the business? How art thou? How art thou?
We're working, man. We're working over here, man. Salute to you, man. And, I'm going to tell you something. I was going to say this before the break, but I'm going to say it right now while I got you on the air. See,
yeah.
When I posted up that I was interviewing you, you know what I'm saying, on social media, especially my Facebook, I had a lot of people hit the post, share the post, and I'm like, and the number one thing was like, yo, where's Four Eyes? They looking for you, homie. They checking for you. It was a lot of people that hit me up like, yo, where's Four Eyes at? Where is he at? Where's his music? What's going on? And to me, I already knew that you had a crazy, stupid grind. I'm real familiar with just how long you've been doing it and the level that you actually reached. But it kind of occurred to me that like, yo, you know what? This dude has a lot of real fans. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have a lot of people that really check for you and really know your music and actually looking for it, because maybe they hadn't seen anything from you in a minute. But when I posted up that I was interviewing you, dog, it was a lot of people that hit that post, especially on my Facebook, hitting it like, yo, I got to hear. I got to check and see what's going on with them. I know you're going to play some music. I'm like, of course we're going to play some music. But people was checking for you, and it wasn't shocking to me, but to some it might be. But then again, I know the degree of what you've been doing, and I know the degree of your grind already, because I've been out here in the streets doing the music industry for a long time. I remember when you basically littered the whole city with Four Eyes stickers all downtown. You know what I'm saying? I was like, who in the fuck is this? It was promo game is crazy. That's back when, you know, we didn't necessarily have Facebook and SoundCloud, and you couldn't go out and just spam links. You had to go out there and beat the street. And I was like, this homie, promo game is stupid. But that's how long you've been around, man. Formally introduce yourself to our broadcast real quick right here on K100 Radio. Go ahead, bro.
Oh, in a nutshell, I'm Four Eyes. God is good all the time. I'm originally from the west side of Chicago. Made my monk ass way down to Atlanta about 1999 off the strength of my guy Chris Lover Lover, who was also Ludacris. He had the ties with the radio, put out his album Independent. Got signed to Def Jam, and I was privileged and blessed to be featured on his first two triple platinum selling albums, featured on the Beatbox joints, which kind of solidified him as being more than a commercial or radio dude. He was actually a hip hop dude who knew he knew his shit, and he was up on his lyrics, and he had lyrics.
Right.
So that was really one of my, you know, that was one way that folks identified me. But then on the whole, another in the battle circuit, just underground in Atlanta, doing ciphers and whatnot, you know, because them folks wasn't buying, you know, commercial people's albums or whatever. So I was being known as just an MC and a freestyle battle champion just throughout the Chitlin circuit here in Atlanta, 99, 2000, 2001. So then that really helped with my branding and just some of my awareness, but then people still, a lot of folks didn't know my face for as much as they may have heard my verse or heard, my flow or heard me rap. But then I was, once again, privileged and blessed to be on in this group called The Firemen with Tech Money from MTV Real World, and we put out a couple of videos that ended up getting on BET Uncut, and then was running real good and giving your boy some facial recognition. But once again, that was, you know, BET late night on the Negro side. But then, once again, about the same time, I had the wonderful privilege and honor of being featured on MF Doom's Food album with Star, also known as Angelica. And then a lot more people got familiar with my voice and my flow and my name on the underground circuit. So I've always been balancing the fence or straddling this gate of crossover, mainstream appeal, and underground lyrical just dopeness. And
right,
that's pretty much me in a nutshell with a bunch of other stuff left out.
Well, let's talk about the stuff that you left out. Let's see.
I mean, the world is yours, my good man. I'm just in it right now. What can I do for thee?
Collaborations with Fife Dawg, Talib Kweli, B.O.B., Gucci Mane, Killer Mike, Bone Crusher, the Ying Yang Twins, De La Soul, Sean Price. He's worked with Mr. Bangladesh, Ninth Wonder, Justice League, RZA, No ID, Beat Miners, Honorable C-Note. You perform with Big Sean, Juicy J, Redman, and Method Man, Little Brother, Devin the Dude, Bone Thugs and Harm. Fuck! Bruh, listen, here's the point. You know what I'm saying? I just don't understand.
Yeah.
I said this, and because I'm an MC. I was really grinding around the time that you was really grinding on my artist shit back when I was really going hard around the same time. And I remember hearing all your music. And I remember hearing all the bars. I remember when you killed the shit on Ludacris shit. And I was like, that nigga dope as fuck. He gonna blow. And I remember thinking to myself, he is going to be a superstar. Listening to the music, just based off the music, I was like, dude, pen is deadly. And I guess a lot of people have the same question I have. Like, why isn't Four Eyes a fucking household name? You know what I'm saying? Does Four Eyes even care? Does he want to be? I don't know, but it's a question that I definitely 100% cannot get away with asking on this interview. You know what I'm saying? I cannot get away with not asking that question. Like, I don't understand. Of course, we know this industry bullshit and politics, and we understand that the dopest don't always rise to the top as far as recognition and financial-wise, but I just never got it. I never understood. Do you feel like there's one thing, decision, one something that happened to where you didn't take all the way off like so many people, even myself included, felt like you would be? You know what I'm saying? Because I know you've done so much more than most artists that we're going to meet. And as far as accomplishments, you've accomplished what most artists will not and most MCs won't. And you work with some of the best. And you've done way more than the average artist is going to do. But you never took all the way off and became a star, and I never understood why. But I want to pose the question to you. What do you think that, was there something that you did, or was it because you didn't want to cross all the way over and you wanted to stay underground? Or was it the fact that you just really didn't care and you really didn't want to blow up per se and be the superstar? Can you answer that for me?
Well, honestly, my good man, I would say off the rip, I had a lot of learning to do. I didn't know a lot. And being coachable is a very important thing. When you are, you know, easy to talk to, easy to mold, you know, easy to shape as far as absorbing the knowledge that somebody might be trying to bestow upon you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've officially, you know, never had anyone officially put their arm around me with the attempt of doing good, maintain doing good, and see it all the way to its finish. Mm-hmm. Now, with that in mind, I've always been doing things on my own. Like, somebody might offer you a situation or provide, like, an outlet, but, you know, it's a, hey, you can go through that door if you want to, but, you know, it's up to you. And it's like, no, nigga, tell me, is that the door I need to go to? Is that the door where it's going to be beneficial? Like, let me know up front. Don't be so gray when it matters to where it's like, hey, man, I know in the normal circumstance you might not do this, but just do this and you're going to be straight. That's what a mentor, that's what like a guidance counselor, that's what, you know, somebody who really cares about your best interest is going to do. They want you to make your own decision, but at the same time, they're going to advise you on the best move to make. And
right.
I didn't always have somebody advising me on the best move to make. I have plenty of friends saying, hey, do what you want to do because I'm your friend. But, you know, at the same time, you could really use a big brother or somebody that's been there, done that, knows the ropes, saying, hey, I fucked that bitch raw. You at least want to put on the condom. You understand
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
Don't let me go into the room with no rubber. And
right.
it was so much of niggas kind of letting you go into a room with no rubber that it burns you out and it makes you kind of sour or just even, you know, you have your ups and your downs. So once you get burned out, you have to literally rise from the ashes of your own demise as a phoenix would from its flames and recreate yourself. And that is what, at this point, I'm on again for probably the 17th time. But, you know, I love music to the point where it has always superseded the money. As much as I would love to be making, you know, stupid amounts of money off of my creative endeavors and my wit and my genius, it's still a building process of me by myself getting to that point and not really wanting to shit on everyone who's helped me along the way. So in trying to be considerate and still, you know, go after my goals, it takes a little bit longer. Just a little bit longer.
Takes a little bit longer. The stairs definitely takes longer than the elevator. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot easier than the escalator.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. I think that you just dropped probably one of the most official jewels that I've had a chance to you know, air over K1's Radio Live. Having a mentor is probably one of the most just ignored, slept on. Just things people don't, out of all the things that you can say to someone, what do you need to do with management? What do you need to do with PRO? What do you need to do with performance? Of all the things that you can preach to an up-and-coming artist, that's probably one of the things that people don't even realize. Most people who made it had, and nobody ever brings it up, is a mentor. It's somebody to guide them. And how important, whether it's your manager, another artist, whoever. I think that's something that I've met many people who have made it and talked to them in conversations, and he had one. And I think it's something that probably needs to be highlighted and brought up. Like, who's mentoring you? Who's guiding you through this sea of bullshit, of which is life and the industry? Because once you get in the industry, all the bullshit is magnified. Like, it's one thing to go into the room. It's one thing to go into the room without a rubber and you're just a regular person. But when you go into the room without a rubber and you a fucking superstar, the magnitude of it can be way more. You know what I'm saying?
That's a game changer. It's a game changer,
yeah,
right there.
It is. And I think that, you know, you just brought up a really great point that people just don't think about, bro. People just don't. It's the little nuances and things like that that can make or break a career. You know what I'm saying? Now, let me ask you this. This is a personal question. I just want to know. Out of everybody that you've worked with, and you've worked with, I just named just a couple of them, a plethora of people, who do you feel is just so, besides yourself, because I'm conceding that you're just as dope. You could be named as this person, but besides yourself, someone that you've met that we may all be familiar with that's really dope, and we have no fucking idea how dope they really are. Give me somebody.
I mean, off the rip, I'm still grasping how dope MF Doom is. They just did that. It's going around Facebook. It was this post where they was breaking down lyrics and verses and counting bars and run-on sentences into the next bar, and they was using MF Doom and Kendrick and Biggie, Curtis Blow, like they were literally breaking it down. And the way they broke down MF Doom's words to where I can see them, and he does multiple compound, like fractured word rhymes, like Amsterdam or Hamstertan, goddamn big rat, super cat, magic fat, doodle fat. Like he like it, it'll be like 4 and 5 syllable rhymes. He'll use the whole sentence or bar to rhyme, and that all this shit will be dope. The flow will be there, the cadence will be there, and it'll be lyrically like breathtaking. And I'm just getting to the point where like, damn, I missed that. I missed all that.
And I was, you know, right.
So I'm there with that. I always say Immortal Technique is one of my favorites because he sacrifices all that commercial shit for the sake of one's soul being and spirituality. And he's very political. He speaks his mind, and you know, a lot of people get offended when you speak your mind.
Exactly. We don't care.
Everybody know. Everybody know Killer Mike is dope. Who else? I mean, it's not even so much lyrically that I would say is what impresses me with most of the people. It's how cool they are or how like myself they might be. So then, you know, like my name is Four Eyes, so that's an insult. So then by default, you know, you always want to look to see yourself as bigger than how other people see you. You don't want to let other people's opinion of you dictate how you are actually going to live your life. So then you take what is negative and make it a positive. So when I can see, you know, the RZA, you know, just like me, or I can see Sean Price is super cool and, you know, we just talk regular, or Price come through and he want to drink a soda, but he know he can't, so then he just say get him a salad with a water. Like all these things, all these struggles that let me know that these are real people, like aside from them being glorified or put on pedestals because of their great artistic talent, they're real people, and when you can identify with them and touch them, that's what I believe transcends the music and makes it so that it's all worth it at the end of the day.
Right, exactly. I totally agree. Now, I got to jump into what happened at the bar exam. Somebody, I was afraid that defects would be called. I was afraid that someone would report what went down because somehow, some way, there was a baby in the strip club. And we don't know exactly what the story is behind it, but somehow you ended up on stage with a baby in the strip club. Well, not necessarily in the strip club, but in the club. And you told us that you also repeatedly abused the child by taking him to a strip club. And then you decided to make a song about it and perform that song live on the stage for us. How did that song come about? And just, that shit was dope, though. That shit was dope. The whole set,
Thank you, sir. The whole thing.
Let me tell you how dope it was. The fact that you pulled off a show at what essentially is an open mic, which is only a one song performance, and you did pull off a literal show, a production, with one song within a small amount of time, with a pre-show anticipation and all that shit within 5 minutes, and people felt like they just saw a show. That shit was dope. That shit was hard. Where'd you come up with that at, bro? You had to be there. If you wasn't there, if you haven't seen the whole thing where he comes in with the baby in the strip club and the carriage and the whole thing and rocks that song, you just have to visually see that. It's very difficult to pull that. But what made you come up with that idea to just come through and even make that record? I know it's your genius. I know it's where you were born with it, but the baby in the strip club, bro, what made you think of it?
It's like, I was raised on all the best entertainers, like all the best ones, like comedians, rappers, singers, dancers. I was raised on the best. So, and in wrestling, it's a certain showmanship that goes into a performance, and you have to build the mystique, you have to build the anticipation. So when I walked in the club with the baby in the car seat, I automatically got everybody's attention off the rip.
Right.
And I maintained the attention until I hit the stage, and then they don't know what to expect. it's like, but I also compared to Vince Carter in the dunk contest. When he first went, you already knew Vince was shitting on niggas the whole season, so it's like, what is he going to do now that it is a dunk contest? And it's like, I walked in there and folks like, oh, Four Eyes, you a veteran. You ain't even supposed to be here. Oh, man, I can't wait to see what you're going to do. Is that a baby? I was like, yes, that's a baby. So it literally, I just learned to, you know, have a little foreplay. Don't go right to the pussy. Lick it a little. You know, play with it. Blow on it. You know, give it some additional TLC before you just really go in for the kill.
Shout out to Curvaceous Candy. She's on Facebook Live right now, my Facebook page. Always enjoy the show. Four Eyes, she says she loves you, love the music. We need to hear more from you. Keep coming. Shout out to Curvaceous Candy on the Facebook post. What up? On my Facebook
Thank
Live.
You, darling.
All right. But you know what? You said something, and I want to pause and rewind that back. You said, Four Eyes, you ain't even supposed to be here. You a veteran. And that's what I want to address real quick. And then we're going to jump into some new music that you're just sitting. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That whole thing. Listen, I'm not going to lie. When I saw that you was going to be on it, I was like, that's totally unfair. You know what I'm saying? I felt like... No, I did. I'm confused. I'm telling you. I thought, and I was like, you know what? I thought you were going to be a featured act or something. You know what I'm saying? When I realized you're going to be a competition,
right.
I'm like, come on, man. This is crazy. You know what I'm saying? And for the people who didn't know who you was, or maybe didn't know who you was, and then you're grinding, I was like, yo, this shit is completely crazy. Why is it? He shouldn't even really be technically allowed to compete in this shit. You know what I'm saying? And I knew you and do some shit. But what made you even want to do the bar exam? Like, I know you said earlier that you just kind of reinventing yourself again, and you back for the 17th time, and you doing it all over again. But I mean, why did you even? If you're gonna do that, then no better place than the fucking bar exam. You know what I'm saying? No better place for you to come back and do. But what made you want to do it in the first place?
Well, I mean, I feel like I kind of been putting myself out there, just lately with the summertime coming up, but I feel like I got a product right now that's better than anybody's product. I'll put my dope against anybody's dope any day of the week. And I can't just talk about it. I got to be about it. And my ex always said, I can show you better than I can tell you. So the best thing I know how to do is go out there and act like I'm nobody and go sign up and do what I need to do and put my dope against everybody else's dope. And build my name back up. Don't nobody owe me nothing because I was on a Ludacris album. Don't nobody owe me nothing because I won a Cypher or a freestyle battle, you know, 10 years ago. That don't mean shit today. So it's like I need to put myself, you know, I have a good amount of knowledge and tutelage that will allow me to maneuver properly within the game and the industry. But at the same time, I need to get back out there, rub shoulders, and meet people. And, like, even on the mentor thing, it was somebody in my bracket in the bar exam. I don't even know his rap name. I just know his name is Fred. But he picked he had a dope-ass beat that he was rapping over, but he was holding the mic bad. He couldn't hear his rap. Like, it was, the performance was bad, but he picked a dope-ass beat. Then I told him, like, hey, man, keep up the good work. He was like, hey, Four Eyes, I fuck with you. I said, hey, take my number. We getting up this weekend just so I can do for him what I felt nobody officially did for me.
And that's all I fucking got to say about that. One more time.
I mean, anything, it all helps. It all helps.
Right? That's what it's all about, bro. That solidified it. We can jump into the music on that because I ain't got to hear no more. You say no more. You know what I'm saying? Because let me tell you something, man. That and this whole platform and what I think, what I'm doing, I think what Mike is doing, you know, to reach out and help people, you know what I'm saying, help other artists. And for you to even, first of all, when you said, nobody owes you anything. That's my whole point. That's why I get so frustrated with a lot of these artists out here. Because the fact that you can actually go and say, hey, I did this, this, and this, but that don't mean shit today. I got to do it. You've accomplished 100 times more than what 99% of rappers, myself included, and anybody else that I know that's going to make it, because without becoming a superstar, and yet you feel like it's okay for me to go up to the bar exam and get on stage and do what I have to do to be a part of this event is dope. I need to put myself back out there. I mean, motherfuckers who ain't did a tenth of the shit that you've done and feel like they ain't got to come, they ain't got to be on Illa Kill, they ain't got to do a bar exam. That's why I be like, fuck them niggas. You know what I'm saying? And everybody feel like I be extra hard on these rappers. Nigga, fuck, I'm looking at Facebook. Nigga, fuck you. In Four Eyes, can get up there and say, I need to do this and I need to get myself back out there, and he can go in the bar exam and he can come on K100 Radio, and you feel like you can't, nigga, fuck you. That's how I feel. I'm letting you guys know I feel like that for real personally, and I just had to get it off my chest because you don't have, you really didn't have to do it, and you could have took a total whole nother attitude about the shit. You feel what I'm saying? But I feel like, bro, just know that I'm rooting for you big time now. I already felt like you was just, you never got your just due, but I'm super big time rooting for you to win. You know what I'm saying? Just because of your attitude about the whole situation. And I meet so many rappers who ain't did half of that shit, who feel like they ain't got to go through steps. You know what I'm saying? So big up
Thank
to you,
you
on
fam.
You know what I'm saying? Let's
Thank
jump
you,
into,
fam.
Yeah, let's jump into the music. All right, now, you finna be DJ real quick. You finna be show host. Because I got three songs,
what
but tell me which one of these joints that you really want me to rock. We got time to rock two of them. I got four. You got three. Which ones you want me to rock? And introduce them to me.
Well, I sent you three storytelling joints because the baby in the strip club is a story. So I would say go with that band from MJQ.
Okay.
That's a good one. And then you folks will be familiar with that. And then I would say Run That Ninth Wonder, that had that work out. So
all right.
You know, give like a good hip-hop and a good turn-up at the same time.
All right, let's go ahead and jump into this one first then, and we'll play How That Work Out next, all right? Band from MJQ, and people who don't even know what MJQ is, you may not be familiar with it, but I do. If you're in the city of Atlanta, then you really get what, you know what MJQ is, whatever. I don't know how someone gets banned from it, but we're going to find out real quick. This
exactly.
is for
Exactly.
Exactly. The name of this joint is called Band from MJQ. We're coming up on the 7 o'clock hour. DJ IM, who's scheduled to go live at 7 o'clock p.m. If you're tuning in to K1's Radio to hear DJ IM coming up in a second, don't go nowhere. He may be a little late, maybe 5 minutes over, because we want to make sure we rock out with these joints that 4 Eyes got me real quick. Shout out to everybody that's watching over here on Facebook Live. If it cuts off, you know, Facebook Live only lets you only go for about maybe an hour, 60 minutes. So if you get cut off on Facebook Live, you guys jump over here on the broadcast, download the app, or tune in, and you can hear these joints before we get ready to roll out here and end this interview with 4 Eyes. So if you're on Facebook Live right now, shout out to Carol Soto with Tampa Music Conference. She checked in. Thanks. The homie Said Wines, the homie who produced my joint, The Expansion. Big up to Said Wines, dope producer. Everybody's listening on Facebook Live. So if it cuts off, you know, it only lets me go 60 minutes. You guys jump over on the broadcast and rock out with us and listen to these joints. This is the first joint, new joint by 4 Eyes, band from MJQ. Let's get it. This is K1's Radio. You're not rocking with the best. Don't go nowhere. Pause. You know what I'm saying? We'll be right back with 4 Eyes. Run it.
On this bitch by accident. Grip said that it was his bad and he'll pay for it. And he'll pay for her dry cleaning. I thought that was some player shit. But Charlie, she was like, oh nah, hell nah. Then she went and got security. I'm like, what this hoe going tell for? Why this hoe going say that? Knowing these niggas don't play that. Some big white dude tried to snatch Grip up by the back of his neck like a stray cat. And here's where it gets all bad. Cause niggas about to get sold out. So Grip hit her with an uppercut. Two elbows and a roundhouse like, ew.
Band from MJQ. 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 Band from MJQ.
Band from MJQ. Band from MJQ. Security hating, that's just what they do. Band from MJQ.
Fuck.
Band from MJQ.
But
and if you still hating, well then fuck you too, bitch.
Grant Mike, say it fashion.
Summer, Taylor, Susie, Carter, all seen it happen. Dude put his hands on me, and I started snapping. Hit her with a two-piece and the biscuit, left her on the ground napping.
Bad boy clubbing, it's most security coming.
They kicking niggas out and we ain't doing that.
Bad from the queue, I did fuck.
Dude got up one more time and got a head bust. People screaming, grip, get him, everybody hit him. Somebody grab this honky for that big ass nigga, kill him. Okay, break it up, the hell is going on. Niggas peeled out, Ryan Ponzo Leon.
Bad from NJQ, bad from NJQ, bad from NJQ, bad from NJQ.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
That was the first joint that we're going to rock out by 4 hours. That joint was called Van from MJQ, the remix. You know what I'm saying? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Again, 347-934-0966. Press the number one. Now, I'm going to let 4 hours introduce this second joint. And this one is called... How'd that work out for you? Tell us about this one real quick, Four Eyes.
Oh, man, when I was working on the album that I haven't brought out yet, I had the privilege of working with Ninth Wonder, and we worked on a couple of joints, and this was one of the digs that we kind of put together. I pretty much decided to tell my life story over it. Really, this was a beat that he was making for Nas in the studio while we was working together, but Nas didn't pick the beat, so then I got it. So God is good. But I just wanted to tell my life story over it because, like you, a lot of other people had some questions and wanted to know, like, what was good, what was going on. So I was like, you know what, how else can I better address situations and things of this nature other than putting them in a song? So I did it.
All right, man. This is the second joint, and we get ready to rock out of here. DJ IM is coming up next. You guys, pause. We're running a little bit behind, but DJ IM is on deck as soon as we get done with this interview with 4 Eyes. Naming this joint right here. By Ninth Wonder. How'd that work out? Let's rock this one out. K1's Radio.
Four Eyes is Tony Hayes. Song is called How Did That Work Out? Produced by Ninth Wonder. And if you wonder what the sample is saying, it's going How'd That Work Out? Well, it was fine when I started. I left Chi-Town in 99. I departed for ATL. The Dirty South was the way to go. Cause my best friend had a show on the radio. Thinking maybe though he would play my song. Driving to Atlanta is where it all went wrong. I was young and dumb, trying to be too fly. Soon as I hit Georgia, called a DUI. Well, God's good, I prevailed. Cause Luda came to bail a nigga out of jail. See, back then, he was Chris Lover, doing Future Flavors. Him and Poon was like brothers. And that's how I met my first roommate, Lala. She was 19, tired of staying with her mama. Dope, cause we both need a place to stay. But when she got the job in L.A., she moved away. I wasn't really too pissed, cause it just meant I had to move back in with Chris. And this was when he was working on his album. And Sean Dre put the Bangladesh on the volume. With Lil Fate and I-20's how I met Titty. James Bennett went to the same school as Willie. And I was getting righteous with mic devices, driving on a suspended license. Damn. I got locked up again. I got out of jail and moved to the West End. That's when the bear let me crash on the couch. And I dropped uncut rocks, smashing the South. I started winning battles in the ciphers at the show. So we put the beatbox on Incognito. It wasn't really a song, but I ain't give a damn. Especially when my nigga just signed with Def Jam. Shit, I got a big ass check. I quit my job at the mall thinking I'm all set. I paid dude that let me record the album in his closet and started my own label called Solar Sausage Productions, a place where I could be me instead of fighting for FaceTime and DTP. Crowd and Chris and jockeying for space around them. I was on 2 songs on his second album. Now here's where it gets weird, cause for the song and the feature that I appeared, I was under the impression that I was part of a crew. That's until it's Saturday video shoot, cause Chris called me up and said, come get in the video. I go hop in and Shaka took me out the video. Damn Shaka, I thought that it was all gravy, but he started wilding out and talking crazy. Here's
where keeping it real goes wrong. I went to Jayla's crib and made a song called Ebony Sun. And it was funny, cause I sampled the Shaka Zulu movie. When Shaka smacked his mother in the face and said,
there can be no future without Shaka.
And then I gave that song to Shaka. Fucked up, even though Chris was my best friend. I never rapped on another Luda album again. I moved on to other things and did a song called Ooh, I Know You Like Wings. Khalil Gibran knew Tech Money, so we the firemen. When Tech hosts a party, us performing's a requirement. Doing shows, and before we even had a CD, Smoke With Me video was coming on BET. But the uncut kings of late night can't take flight, pumping the brake light, right? After that, I start grinding to build with whoever I could to keep shining. The RZA, No ID, Divine, and Akon, they all showed me love but didn't put me on. Around the time Chris let me stay in one of his houses, DJ Scorpio, he had all of the outlets. Right. And after Mike Street took me on the road with Shauna, me and Big Al start having drama. Yep. We was cool, we was tight, until he decided to side with Ferrari Mike. Been way low, the bogus investor who was a fluke, cause he was just spending up all his wife's loot from her first marriage to some dude from Pepsi. But we balled so hard, we could've got an SV. From Miami to Super Bowl, the All-Star in Vegas, we got more investors, checks, and papers. Ferrari Mike did the trick. In the country club of the South, he hit a nice lick. He lied to him about getting me a record deal, and they cut him a check for 750,000. He sold him a dream, and it wasn't his to sell. Plus, we end up treating Scorpio bogus as hell. Amazing how even rich white people are niggas, but at least we put up a lot of stickers. We must have really lit a fuse, cause they had me on Atlanta Channel 2 Action News as the most prolific graffiti vandal in ATL. Four eyes, bitch, can't you tell how hard I be hustling? My grind don't stop. Call me Edgewood Fold when I'm at the pizza shop, cause I'm bringing hip hop to the top. Number 2 said, when does Awesomania drop? Well, here it goes.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, hip hop and R&B.
And you should have no more questions about what in the fuck happened to Four Eyes after you heard that song. You know what I'm saying? There should be no more questions about where Four Eyes been after that. Four Eyes. You know what I'm saying? That's
hey,
pretty much
in a nutshell.
That was that was it. So you basically, I'm glad we wasted all that time talking about other stuff. So then, if people want to know the whole story about what happened, here, press play. You know what I'm saying?
It's a Clef Notes version, exactly. You get right to it.
I didn't even realize it's one of those so lyrically dope songs that I didn't even realize till it was over that there was no hook.
Awesome. I love it.
I didn't even realize there was no hook until at the end. I'm like, this song is 4 minutes long and no hook, and I still want to keep listening, and I still want to hear more.
That's my children's story. That's my Slick Rick demo.
I see that. I got the other one. I'm going to check that one out and see which one fits best for radio, but I like that right there. I'm going to listen to also the other one off the air, but one of them is going to be going in rotation, man. If not that one, then the other one. But I like that one too, so you know what I mean? That's just like, bro, if they know anything about half of the history that's going on that you just talked about and that shit is, whoa. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, sir. It's just nice to be recognized, man. When folks find Waldo, I'm sure Waldo will be happy as hell. Like, hey, man, you know what? You're fucking all right. So that's how I'd be feeling when folks actually, hey, you're Four Eyes. That was my favorite song when I was in eighth grade. I'd be like, damn, we're drinking a beer right now. But as long as it's some type of stain on the impression that was made, that means I feel like I've accomplished something.
Yeah, well, really dope, man. Salute to you for the grind. Real quick, give everybody all your information out, your social media, IG, Twitter, and website so people can find you. Because I know people are searching and some people are listening and want to know where they can get some of this new music that you dropped.
If you Google Four Eyes on SoundCloud, it's a bunch of free music that should pop up. I got 2 SoundCloud pages. I got music on DJBooth.net. I got music on DatPiff. I got music on Bandcamp. It's videos on YouTube. If you just Google the number 4-IZE, a cornucopia of shit should pop up. But then my Instagram is itz, the number 4-IZE underscore. That's it's with a Z, 4-IZE underscore. And I'll also be performing at the Dope Local at the Apache Cafe, courtesy of Mike Sick, July 5th.
So if you didn't get a chance to see the baby in the strip club, please believe I will be bringing that little nigga out one more again.
All right, homie. Salute to you.
Thank you, brethren.
Absolutely, bro. Keep grinding, man. We're going to rock with you over here at K100. You got our support. For sure, man. Keep working.
Thank you, brother. God is good, man.
All right. Stand by. All right. That's it, man. We're getting ready to get up out of here, man. But again, double salute to the homie Four Eyes. That joint, you got to listen to that again. I'm gonna listen. He's got one more song. We just ran out of time. We got to get DJ IM loaded up and rocking over here. He's on deck. He's next. The Bling King is coming up right now. But you guys, if you know anything, if you've been in, just for me, somebody who's been in Atlanta and been in the industry for well over a decade, I've been in Atlanta 20 years. I heard some of the shit that he said in that song, and I was like, word? Yeah. Yeah. Word. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? All right, man. I'm out of here, man. The end of this Direct Line interview again. Big time salute to the homie Mike Sick over there at Savage Fam. We're going to be doing this every month, interviewing the winners over at the Bar Exam. So make sure you rock with him, man. SavageFam.com. At Mike X Sick on Twitter and Instagram. That's MIC, the letter X, SIC. Mike X Sick. Rock with the homie. Salute to Savage Fam. Salute to Patch Cafe. Everybody who rocked out with us over here. All my Facebook Live folks. Peace out to y'all too, man. People are rocking with my Facebook Lives when I do these joints. So I'm going to keep on with those joints. All right? DJ IM, you ready? Of course you are. This is K100 Radio.
The hottest hip-hop and R&B mixes on K-100 Radio.
Party101Productions.com.
This is Certified Hip-Hop.